gonna try
it's very
again.
Light-handed, which is nice.
Yes, we're gonna try the try a couple quick rounds of the game you're suggesting, but I'd like you to review your concept as well as possible.
Right. So here is how mine would be played. There'd be one person who's kind of the designated host, and we'd pull up the website.
Check.
And the person who is up, randomly selected, I don't know.
Jen was excited. She'll be up first.
Okay.
I'm excited.
So, Jen, you will be first, and you shall pick a genre, and Dan will give you a list of options.
as well as I can. Well,
do we really want to start with genre, since... Because the website's alphabet, song title, or artist, correct?
I could concoct something relative, I hope.
As long as she doesn't pull obscure genres.
Are you doing, like, the dice option?
No, we do not have the dice.
I don't have categories, so...
If I can find my copy of it, we don't play it, I'll give you the dice. If we decide to go that route for
right,
the game.
Right.
Alternative.
So, alternative. Okay, I...
So, anyway.
I'm trying to... Oh, so, I'll look for something while you keep explaining.
Yep. Dan will read off a little line of misheard lyrics, and then it'll be up to you to identify... what the correct lyrics are for a point, and you can, I mean, in with that would be identifying what the song is.
An artist.
Oh, yeah. Identifying the song is the first priority. You can get bonus points by identifying the artist.
And naming the correct lyric.
And the correct lyrics, and for one more extra bonus point on top of that, naming the album. But I know it's hard to think of album titles, but that'll be part of the challenge of it, is that reaching bonus point.
So given that first to like 15 points?
Probably a little bit less based on time allocation.
Yeah, it kind of depends on the flow of the game.
Yeah, so anywhere from 10 to 15 probably.
How it works, yeah.
So
pacing is going to be an interesting experiment here. So
not to throw a massive wrench into this, but I do feel like going off of genre might be a little bit harder to come up with something on the fly based on interpretations of different things. So would you be flexible enough to switch to decade? I'm more comfortable with coming up with something based on decade than genre.
Okay, so they're listed by decade.
No, I just know...
He can identify decade. Them quickly that way.
Via decade, like, oh, this person had this during this...
Okay.
Span of years, or this person had something now, or, oh, this person's very stereotypically 80s, so I got tons of stuff for them.
Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah, let's go by a decade for this
test
round.
So, Jen, I'm going to put it back to you.
90s.
90s. Okay. That makes it a little bit easier, because I was trying to think of 90s alternative, but at the same time, I was like, I don't know if this would be interpreted correctly.
It's pretty much when I said alternative, I kind of meant 90s alternative anyway.
I was hoping so, but let me find... I have a band in mind, and let me not click on the wrong one.
The issue I have with...
So are you going to like play a sound clip? Or
no,
you're
I'm just
going
to... You
will read the misheard lyric in straight voice. You are to identify the song, the artist, and the correct lyric for a total of 3 points. And if you can throw in the album, you get 4.
Right.
Magic.
Or any combination thereof.
Okay, so I'm going to go...
And the other tangent off of this would have been read it straight. If you get it then, that's worth 3. Read it in rhythm, that's worth 2.
Aww.
Sing it, that's worth 1. But
tonight, that is not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so I'm going to go with a reasonable lob just to try this. Gonna pull my tender hard in a blender.
Watch spin around. Yeah. Crap. Now I have to like sing the song out so I know.
So you know which one it is. See, I think this would be a fun game to listen to people, like, if you think out loud for as long as you can, it'd be interesting to listen to people like take it from whatever is given.
Thought. Yeah.
It's like, so then people might actually have to reenact part of it, and then that way people at home are clued in to like, oh, I totally know what this is now. Before, when I heard him say, gonna pull my tender hard in a blender, which I realize this game is almost like Mad Gab, but with lyrics.
It is a bit like that, I suppose. Having not played Madgap recently.
That's the one where you just, it's gobbledygook, but if you read it fast, then it actually sounds like something else. Because I just realized it sounded a lot like what the actual lyric was by just me saying it quickly enough.
True.
If either of you recognize it, I don't know. You know it? Yeah.
So we'll have to be careful how we say it so as not to give it away too much.
But that's why it's a misheard lyric, is because it sounds exactly like something else.
But in saying
it
straight.
So Dan, do you want to reread the lyrics so we can continue the game?
Yeah. Gonna pull my tender hard in a blender.
That's why Dan just continues the song in my head. And I'm just singing it. It's some shitty band like Third Eye Blind or something, but I don't know. Crap. I shouldn't have picked 90s.
Well, 90s is also kind of my wheelhouse, so. Yeah. I was going for something that was recognizable, but at the same time, the band name would be kind of a bit harder to establish.
Yeah.
See, I immediately went to band name. I'm trying to find the band name, and then I'd be like,
If you can get song title or the correct lyrics, those are both worth points.
You know, here's something. What if they could name, like, if they can name the band name, like, separately from being able to name the song
title?
Well,
yeah, you could get a point for that.
At least you get a point
for that. Want to make sure.
So it's a grab bag. Like,
okay.
You can,
I like that.
You can do, these are what the lyrics are. This is what the band name is.
Is it Eve 6?
It is Eve 6.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you say the song name?
I never really knew their song names, but me and Diana Stein would listen to Eve 6 all the time.
I remember the album art more than I can remember the name of the song.
Yep.
It's The Fly on a white background.
Maybe. I remember the blue one.
I remember the white one. Oh, well.
Go.
So you've got a point so far.
You still are trying to get points.
For naming the artist.
It's all you.
Yep. So if you've got anything else, the correct lyrics or the album.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue, but I got the
band. You got the band name.
So I feel like I accomplished something.
Yeah, it's wanna put my tender heart in a blender instead of gonna pull my tender hard in a blender. Name of the song is Inside Out.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I thought it was Beautiful Oblivion.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That is a lyric.
That
is
the next lyric.
Yeah.
So then does it roll clockwise, counterclockwise?
Okay. So yeah, you get
a
point.
Soaked. I get a point.
Yeah.
A point.
You get 1 point. So let's go to Mianna.
So let's do the era
80s.
Yeah. 80s. Okay.
Cuz genres would obviously take some preparation to do
for
properly.
Everybody playing at home. We just came up with this game today.
Yes.
Yep.
We're still figuring it
out. This is a test.
Testing.
That's why it's a bonus track.
It's fun so far.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with a different one that... Ooh, I know what band I'm going to go for now. Because I had to think of it. If I could... If this site was easier to navigate, it'd be a lot faster. But I apologize.
I just found this game on the fly.
No. I don't mean that. I am wishing they had something along the lines of...
Decade.
Well, no, I was going to say like IMDb, like having an app.
Oh, true.
Mm.
You could submit that to their website.
Do they have this sorted wrong? Because his name's... It's not... Boo! Different one. Okay. I'm going to go with this one. And I will say, can't pronounce that. I'm going to switch. It wasn't in English, and I was hoping so. Okay.
I hope it's Toto's Africa.
It's a bit of a paragraph, but here we go. Turn the power up, or we spend the night watching hillbilly movies, so let's go.
Turn the power up.
Or we spend the night watching hillbilly movies, so let's go. This one is actually harder than I realized, but at the same time, this one would be one where I could do the rhythmic. I know this one well enough.
Okay. Well, maybe we can give that as a hint. How about that?
Turn the power up, so let's watch hillbilly movies.
No, turn the power up, or we spend the night watching hillbilly movies, so let's go.
That's beautiful. Beautiful lyrics.
So just based off of that, do either of you have any clue other than it's 80s?
No.
Not at all.
I have no freaking clue. I'm going to lose all 3 points.
Okay, so... See, I'm thinking of the rhythm through the actual lyrics. I'm worried I'm going to start saying the actual lyrics if I do it.
Oh, yeah, that is tricky. I didn't think about that.
So it'd be, as well as I can do this, turn the power up, or we spend the night watching hillbilly movies, so let's go. Go, 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 go. I had to add
it's
in.
Not no, the I.O. Let's that Go song.
Help.
No. That was on that like Jack Jam.
That doesn't help at all.
Okay, no, I might even be able to sing this one a
Do
little
it.
Bit.
Oh, yes, sweet. Yes. Okay.
Turn the power up, or we spend the night watching hillbilly movie sets. Go, 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 go.
No! I lost. What is it?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
It's Twisted Sister's I Wanna Rock.
Really?
Turn the power up. I've waited so long so I could hear my favorite song, so let's go. Go, 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 go.
Jeez.
Awesome.
I was going for like the ultra glam.
I know, 80s. And I know so much Twisted glam Sister, rock. But that one eluded me.
I want to rock.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Okay. So, yep. Still got Jen with 1 point. Mai was not able to score on that one.
So, I'm going to put an era to you.
It's my turn. Let's go with, let's do 2000s. So we can.
Okay. Got one.
This is like the KS95 so we can cover it. Radio show,
right?
Okay, so
I feel like trivia night at Luce. They play little songs, yep. And you'd have to write everything down.
Buy me a couple seconds of time while I look for a name.
Actually, that's like a smart strategy to delve into.
Did you know that the Jeopardy theme decades. Song had a real song title, and it was written as a lullaby for the guys, for the songwriter's son?
Interesting.
I don't remember the title.
I totally expected somebody to be in this, and I did not find their name, so instead I
couldn't
I
fall asleep to the Jeopardy theme.
No,
I
don't know. That's like, too much pondering.
What am I waiting for? Are you just waiting for me to fall asleep? That's a lot of pressure, Dad.
Trying to
what's the answer?
Trying to find somebody.
How do I write that in the form of a question?
90s?
What happens when the timer runs out and I'm not asleep? Chloroform.
So my original one that I was going to go for isn't actually on the list, so it's a little bit harder to base something solely based on the fact that you hope that they're there.
So 2000s does not include 2010 and beyond, correct?
Huh?
If we're going true decades, 2000
would be yeah.
Correct.
Is that...
How does one refer to the decade we're in currently? The 20-teens?
It's the... It's
the teens.
I mean, we just got out of aught stuff, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so it turns out the one I was looking for was not on there, which makes it even harder because
just the
tens. Name.
But that doesn't work either.
Well, here, I got a fancy fact that goes along with this. So apparently kids born today will spend about 25% of their lives looking at screens.
Doesn't surprise me.
Believe it. Okay, so this this letter that I'm on is just a waste
like
of my time.
I like how we're both like, oh, whatever.
Figured. Of course.
Mario was a carpenter before he was a plumber.
Yeah, he was.
The overalls kind of sell that. Sorry, I'm trying to buy time. I feel like this is something that I would prepare a bunch of names per era so that I knew that the answers would be available.
Yeah.
And as I keep looking, I keep finding some great 90s stuff.
Adam, you want to change your request?
No. I want to challenge myself to actually find something that works on here optimistically while I'm... looking, but so no.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time remembering what came out in 2000 to 2009 versus 2010.
Okay, I think I have a band name that should work.
Cisco Thong Song.
True.
There they are. Okay.
Wow.
Thong, thong, thong,
that
thong.
Takes me back.
Okay, here we go. This should work.
Hmm.
I hope
Let's
you
hear
sing it.
It
again.
Oh, yes.
Because that was my favorite.
All right.
Aren't you going
Dan has broken down. Come on.
I don't even know where that happens in the songs. That doesn't make it any easier. So instead...
I don't remember what I thought they were, but they were not.
I just wanted... Okay. Get the cool sunshine.
That's it?
That's it. No, I actually found something else, but I couldn't figure out where it was in the song, so I picked a different song.
Wow.
Because I think the other one you wouldn't get. This one's a little bit closer.
Okay. I know what this is.
Yeah.
It's Gorillaz.
Yep.
And it's off of their... it's off of the self-titled album. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, it doesn't actually list the album on here, but I know that's a fact.
Okay, cool. So I'm at 2 points. I thought Get the Cool Sunshine was the correct
It
lyrics.
Sounds like it.
So I can't really refute that one. But the song title, is that M79?
It is not. That's actually a good question to bring up. Is do you have a limited number of guests at the title?
I'm going with one.
I think
two. Like you get one try and because maybe you might be like partially off and you can get closer. But I think two would be a good reasonable limit for.
I think we should have people grabbing it after they pat or they if they want a chance so we can steal the point. Point
I want
steal.
Three guesses.
Three. That's what too I many. Think. I don't get three in Movie Bluff.
Yeah, I feel like you try once, and if you don't get it, you have one more try. Because you are going for a number of points. It's not like do or die per question.
True.
Because otherwise you could belabor it three and then three and then three and then three.
Okay, two tries.
Yeah.
Sure. I agree now. So I can see the music video.
I love this music video.
I remember the 3D flash-based game where you could actually drive their vehicle on a highway, and it looked just like the...
Do you have the song title, Adam?
And there's a giant moose.
There is a giant moose.
And he sneezes.
But I can't think of it. What is it? I have two points. So
well, you're not stealing just for the gratification of knowing it.
Well, no, I know that the lyric is shoeshine.
It is shoeshine.
I knew that.
And that's actually the only thing that's missing that changed, is it's yeah. get the cool shoeshine.
Point.
In a way. The song is 19-2000.
Well, it was numbers.
It was. You were on the right track.
Okay.
So technically 2 points and then...
Sweet.
One and then...
None.
Nil. So then it just constantly rotating?
Yeah. I guess. Sure. So maybe we'll go to five?
Yeah, because I
That's pretty short.
Eight? Because that way if somebody gets two full ones, that kills it. But on average so far, we're seeing 1 to 2 points so far. So that could get it up a few.
Yeah.
So tentatively eight, maybe six or eight, depending.
Cool.
So... Gonna put you to another decade. You can stick with 90s. You can go to 80s, 1000s, 70s. Within reason, because I might have to confirm decades versus artists.
Do recent. Do now.
So 2010 and up?
Yes.
Really recent. Okay.
Just think about what's been on Glee recently.
Never watched it.
I don't have TV.
Okay, sorry, I was looking at something else. Let's see, if this is on here, I will be impressed. Okay, that's too easy.
What?
Is it on par with the...
Easier than that.
Easier than that one?
Okay. I could be an asshole.
You could. Are you going Justin Bieber?
Damn it. How did you know?
1 point.
Oh, yep. Ooh, sneak point.
Point.
The lyric will point. Be baby. Baby, baby.
Babo. No, it's baby. Oh, okay. Because
and the misheard boo-boo. Lyric will be
oh.
maybe.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I got something. No. I was on the right page.
The whole meaning of that song changed.
Okay. I think this is who does this. Is it? Yes, it is. Okay. So
I'm ready.
There's a hot tub in the world tonight.
That's it?
That's it. There's a hot... Oh, I'm sorry. There's a hot tub in the world tonight, ellipses.
Can you sing it for me?
No.
But you did before.
I was more confident on that one. This one, I just know of the song. Because I can be as confident as to say it's recent. Well, actually, now that I think about it, that might actually be like 2008.
That's okay. Let's go with it.
Uh-oh. Well, we're...
So there's a hot what?
There's a hot tub.
There's a hot tub in the world tonight.
We're only 3 years into the 20 teens.
I would say it is in the last 10 years at least.
Yeah. Why don't we lump the 2000s? Let's lump the last 3 years into the 2000s.
I'll take it.
Just
due
for,
to music genre.
Yeah.
Style.
As well as possible.
There's a hot tub in the world tonight.
There's a hot tub in the world tonight.
Yeah.
I just love how you raise your eyebrow when you say them.
It's because it's intriguing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that
one. I can't
place it in the song either, but I know of the song. I know the artist.
Do you have a better clue?
Let me see.
I can't remember how it goes. Here you go, Mike.
It's just, I know the style of the song.
Yeah.
Oh, though I do have an alternative that I can do just for fun, just to try something out, something different.
Sure.
Because I feel more confident about coming up with this other one.
Sure.
If I could.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. Since you have my phone.
Did you know it?
No.
It was the song from that big wedding entrance YouTube video.
Chris Brown.
Forever. That thing that was taped in either Minneapolis or St. Paul where there's people dancing down the aisle and it's like that big YouTube
video.
Sensation. Yeah, it's that song.
I know that song.
But none of us got the point.
That's okay. Here we go.
Are we going to let Jen have another one? Or did she get zero and it's my turn now?
I love it. No, this is a sub because that one was cryptic.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I want Joe Biden. I need Joe Biden. And I can do this one rhythmically and possibly sing it.
Oh my God, please sing it.
Okay, so here's the rhythmic first. Yeah, I want Joe Biden. I need Joe Biden.
Can we possibly have Dan singing this just as like a soundbite?
Yes.
And repeat.
Okay, so again, I'm so worried. I'm gonna actually say the lyric. Yeah, I want Joe Biden. I need Joe Biden.
Wow!
I want to. Do either? I mean, this is. I feel like out of a lot of our wheelhouses in terms of regular music. I just know that it's modern.
Was this also 2008?
Ish.
Okay, so you know, timely, political.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I feel like this could be open to, like, all three people based on how cryptic these things are.
It's definitely a
because
you're
right. You could buzz in. We could include the buzzer concept because I really want to, like, it'd be fun to get three soundboard apps or something like that. Each person picks a different sound for the game.
Mm.
Quack. You know, and it'd be distinguishable of who came in first because you'd actually be able to hear all of them.
Cool.
I like that.
And with that, that way someone's like, I can do artist.
Yeah,
like you have to buzz in, and then you know you're called upon. Is that I can do
sweet?
Yeah, then it would
one.
Go faster.
I like that better. Yeah,
and that way people there would be that steal idea at the same time. Like one person would be in charge of naming either the era or the genre or something of the like. But
cool.
That way,
so we could continue in the circle in that.
Yeah, it just constantly
regard,
rotate,
but anyone can buzz in.
Right.
Okay.
Nice.
Sweet. Yeah.
And if all three people pass on the straight read, then it can go into the rhythmic, and then it can go into the singing, if need be.
I like that evolution. Yep.
Yay, game development on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anybody, anything?
Anybody have anything about Joe Biden?
Well, I want your body, I need your body, something like that.
That is the lyric.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you got a point.
You got the point for it, for that. So, but artist, album,
no clue.
Song title.
Can I go with Justin Bieber?
It is not Justin Bieber.
That's true. Too many lyrics. Too many words.
I have it in my head again.
To help. Now that the lyric has been revealed, I wonder if this will help. Because I want your body, I need your body. I don't know if that
somebody
helps at all.
Somebody.
Baby.
It's not Justin Bieber.
Is it Maroon 5?
No.
Jason Mraz.
That would be your second, and then you're not allowed to guess anymore.
Well, I'm just shouting stuff out.
But I think I will have to go, or at least we have to find some way to find a couple of buzzers or something. Because, I mean, not everyone has a smartphone to have a soundboard app to buzz in something. So it would be good to have a couple on hand. Okay. So I'll look into that.
Meep.
I think my yak back from childhood might still be active.
Okay, I think we don't know.
One.
It's a T.I., whatever you like.
Oh.
Yeah, you can have whatever you like.
Okay.
Though I'd never heard it.
I would never know it was T.I., but that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I want Joe Biden. I need Joe Biden. I love that is on its own. So
that was hilarious.
I guess, do we just want to do an audible, personal soundboard?
I like that better. Yeah. So like you can pick like an animal sound or something like that. Yeah,
everyone pick a sound.
Meep.
Meep. Any sound.
Squee.
Squee.
Okay.
Caw.
Okay. So when you know any answer, any part of this, then it is, that's how you buzz in. And Mai, it is your turn to pick an era.
Awesome.
90s.
90s. I love it. I think I have something for this one. If I can find it. Let's see. There it is. And do they have something recognizable? Okay, here we go. That is far too long to give it away too quickly. That one is like a paragraph and a half. I enjoy this because I know it's the answer already. And I can't figure out the static. Because it's so inconsistent. I've had the phone right here the entire time.
Okay,
oh no,
so,
the blue light. Okay.
So you say it, then she gets first go?
No, it's buzzing.
We're just going to open it up. Anybody?
Okay. So once more, it's what?
90s.
No, I mean... Buzz.
Meep.
Meep.
Squee.
Squee.
Caw.
Okay. Wanted to make sure so I can be fair. Skittlebits can't be wrong.
boy.
I like it when you sing it.
So this is 90s.
This is 90s. This is definitely 90s.
Skittlebits can't be wrong.
B. Can't be wrong.
Be wrong. Skittlebits can't be wrong.
Oh my god,
meep.
I know it.
Little bit.
Wait. What are you declaring?
Correct lyric.
Okay, go for it.
Little bits can't go wrong.
Wrong.
Damn.
Ooh. Why are you guys looking at me?
Because you're next to her, and I was seeing if either...
Okay, can you do it rhythmically? Because I think we're passing.
It's actually fairly close to what I read it before. It's skittlebits can't be wrong, and that's even singing it just to help because I can't even rhythmically do it without singing it.
Oh, it is a 90s song, and I would have no idea what
skittlebits were really big in the 90s. So
and that Skittles gum that was bullshit. You start chewing on it, you think it's Skittles. You ate it, and it's gum, and it hurt you. Or maybe I did a couple times.
7 years. 7 years in your stomach. Wow. I don't know. I can't get anything out of that.
Okay, well, I basically sang it already, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is The Spin Doctors.
Two Princes?
No.
Oh.
That was the paragraph long one.
Oh, okay.
That I skipped. It's Little Miss. Can't be wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's like Little Miss.
Can't be wrong. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
So even for three people, it's... You can't get them all, so.
Well, I think with the paragraph one that you were just saying, that would be one of those where the fastest buzzer in would get,
Right.
So we don't have to shy away from the easy ones.
I know. I wanted to try one that was not as so. Okay, let me. Even though we all know what the song is already.
Yeah.
Here's what it was.
Okay.
1, 2, princes here before you. That's what I said. Now, princes, princes who adore you, just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's okay now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, and it is said now.
Caw!
Because realistically, okay, like, couple words, like 3 or 4 words are changed in that entire span, and right, that's it.
Yeah. Right.
So,
but even if sometimes you just don't know the
artist or
the anything about it, but you just... So whoever knows
anything, what
it, anything about it would still
true
benefit. So
okay, I'll take that.
So I mean, I definitely would have buzzed in on that one, but not knowing what it was.
I would have known Spin Doctors and Two Princes.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, so two out of the four, and then it'd be hard to do the entire. That would be the challenge on a longer one to get the accuracy.
Right.
Are we like batting 80, like a B plus in accuracy, depending on length, or is it 100%
accurate?
100%, yeah.
Want to make sure. Okay, so it is your turn, Adam. Pick an era.
Ooh, okay, let's go 70s.
70s, okay.
Ooh. Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I actually need to confirm that the one I'm thinking of off the top of my head. Oh, wait, I'm in my internet browser. I want to make sure that I'm not thinking of 60s versus 70s.
Gloria Gaynor.
I would also accept 60s.
I'm just going to keep thinking of 70s people. The Bee Gees. ABBA.
I might be thinking of the wrong... Okay, so we open that.
Yeah, at the conclusion of...
Okay, so this one's flexible to the point where the band I'm thinking of is within the right range. So let me pull that up. And again, having these pre-prepared would be fantastic. There it is right there. Please let it be on the list. There it is. Talk to the dishes in the deep blue sea.
Talk to the dishes in the deep blue sea. Boy. Oh.
Squeak.
Damn it. I shouldn't have said it to myself. Okay, go ahead.
Hold on.
What
I just sang it in my head.
You have to
claim what
you're... Oh yeah.
Stake your claim.
Lyrics?
Okay.
Fishes in the deep blue sea? Something? You changed the...
You gotta get the full...
I gotta get the full one. Cuz you said talk to the dishes in the deep blue sea. Oh shit.
See, that's why I clarified it, because just
that's
to make
true.
Sure.
The full one.
Caw!
Wait, what are we calling for an abandonment?
I think he can steal it.
You missed your shot. So,
I did.
Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea.
Correct.
Yep.
And the...
Okay, but again, is this something where somebody could immediately buzz in as soon as you've given your answer to the point where they could steal, or do you have run of the board?
I think he has run of the board.
Run of the board.
Okay, wanted to know.
Yep.
Go for it.
You're not going to know everything.
Within, like, 5 seconds.
If you do know everything, then you're good. But yeah. I think that... Was that Casey and the Sunshine Band?
No.
Okay.
So then that means because he got it wrong, then...
Anyone else? Yeah, now it's up in the air again. Go.
Otis Redding.
Oh. I assume artist.
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
Caw!
Go for it.
Joy to the World song title.
Correct.
Cool.
2 points. So at this point, we're still missing artists and album. I'm not going to try to look up.
Okay. Cool.
I feel like lyric artist song is enough.
Yeah.
Album is getting kind of...
Especially in the day
there.
Of
yeah, let's drop
singles.
That. It's not listed on the website, so...
That too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone's going to try for it. No.
I've gotten my 2 points out of it. That's pretty good. So...
Who was the artist?
3 Dog Night.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that. Cool. All right. Yeah, I like where this game is going.
Okay, so let's try another one. So, Jen, it's your turn. era.
Decade. Ooh. Can I just say oldies?
So
a little bit older than that.
60, well, it'd be
can
like...
Can I do like 40s, 50s, 60s? Three?
I'd lump those together.
Yeah, those are good lump.
As well as I can. I may have to...
Because that's a lot of options of hits.
It just depends on what's on this website.
Oh.
So what we really need to do is prepare a list. And then have...
And that way... You know, at the beginning, you could deplete all of the 90s, or you can deplete all of the 2000s, and yeah. Then you have to rely on the oldies, or like something gets depleted, and then you have to rely on other stuff to get more points.
Cool. Okay.
Because that way you could have like three or four per.
At the beginning of the game, there'd be like 10 from three each genre.
That's or
cool.
I was still thinking, I think era is easier to do than genre. Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
I meant to say era. Sorry.
No, we're like 3 to 5 lyrics from each decade era thing.
Okay, that song's not on here. Okay. And that's the other thing is I keep searching through here and I keep finding artists I know, but then they don't have the songs that I'm thinking of that would get them. I just clicked on the wrong one.
I'll just admit what started this whole thing. I could have sworn that Daydream Believer was not Cheer Up Sleepy Jean, but it was Sweet Bajean, which I did not understand what the heck that was.
Sweet Bajean.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I was thinking of the wrong era for that one. Shit.
Which then suddenly made the rest of the song make sense. So that's all about 6 o'clock in the morning.
All right. I think I have something that's... I would say oldies. I would say cool 108 oldies, at least. And I'd need to, okay, here we go. That's gotta be good enough. Wait. Oh, that's bullshit. Somebody put it on the list, but they don't actually have one for it. They just listed the song on there to be an asshole.
Lame.
Make one.
But I'd know Challenge. The actual lyric. Okay. So instead I will say that one and that. God damn it. This site's crap. It's definitely like needs to be prepared kind of thing. How about that one? Okay, this artist is bullshit. Apparently all the Beatles stuff, they have all the songs listed, and then like, have you heard a misheard lyric from the Beatles?
Oh, we should just load our own on. Ooh, here.
Here we go. This has got to be relatively right. Unless they did it again. God damn it! Fuck this site.
What we really need to do is just scrub their site for our own list, and then we can draw from that.
Yeah. Okay,
we could
how about
turn
that?
This into a hat game where Dan just pulls nope. answers from the hat.
We could.
No, that's 80s. Sorry, trying to find something quick on the fly. Oh, that's got to be on here. Yes. Okay, this is definitely of the right era. Listen, Mr. Kent, you see, I've got to get her back.
One more time.
Listen, Mr. Kent, you see, I've got to get her back. And this one, even the rhythm, I'm trying to figure out myself, and it's tricking me.
What decade did we settle into?
Well, whatever decade this band is in that I know is within, well...
The Cool 108.
Yeah.
Okay, Cool 108 set.
I can clarify for you in a second.
Listen, Mr. Kent, I've got to get her back.
Is that... Yeah, something like that. 67. Just to throw a year out there for no reason. Listen, Mr. Kent, you see, I've got to get her back.
Listen, Mr. Kent, you see, I've got to get her back. Mm-hmm.
This one might just be something I know that other...
Yeah, probably.
It's well known, but...
Can you sing it?
As well as I can try. Because I was actually trying to place it in the song, and I know the song really well, but it's... So it'd be, listen, Mr. Kent, you see, I've got to get her back.
That was you singing it?
It's that, I can do the rhythm. I can't figure out where it fits in the pitch.
Okay.
I have no idea if anyone's going to get this one anyway.
Caw!
Go for it.
Lyrics. Listen. Sorry, could I hear it one more time?
Listen, Mr. Kent, you see, I've got to get her back.
Listen, Mr. Can't you see, I've got to get her back?
Right.
Okay.
Ooh.
Cool.
Which, that's definitely one of those mad gab kind of...
Yeah.
It's so close. And I heard myself saying Kent, but I knew it sounded like can't.
Yeah. So I squeezed a point out of that one.
Yep.
Still don't know what it is, though, because it's just vague enough.
So I could even, for something as cryptic as this, I feel like I could sing other parts of this to see.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would just change up the entire game.
I think we're stumped.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The box tops. The letter. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone.
Oh.
That one? My baby just wrote me a letter.
Okay. Cool.
See that one? Oldies. It's everybody's, you know, wheelhouse of oldies, and that's what makes it kind of tricky, which is why I want to kind of hone it into a definite, this song occurred during a 10-year period, yes. Rather than...
Yes.
Because my cool 108 is definitely not everybody else's cool 108.
Right. Right,
they
right.
have updated their genre a little bit.
A little bit. To the point where I mentioned this before, but Soul Asylum was on KQ92. 90s music. Shenanigans. So, one more, just for fun. If you want to pick a decade.
Because we just love it so much. Let's go back to the 90s.
Woo. Oh, did I just actually happen to fall on one that I... Ah! Oh, wait, no, that is 2000. Son of a bitch. So close. 90s. Think of somebody within this.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
I think I have 5 points, don't I? I don't know.
I think you're winning.
You're winning.
Yeah, could be.
Just trying to get a feel for, you know, where we are in terms of scoring.
We would have our own blackboards.
Yeah, we should keep track for... Yeah.
Or M&Ms. Or Skittles.
Skittle bits.
Skittle bits.
Oh, thank sorry, you. I clicked on the wrong one. Go back, thank you. Okay, I think this one is 90s. I'm going to call it 90s.
Okay.
It's close enough.
No yawning, Adam.
Sorry. Long day.
It's hard coming up with games.
I'll kill your dill, my little willy-nil. Let me try that again. I'll kill your dill, my little willy-nil. And this one I will have to think about for a second to try to think of the rhythm.
I'll kill your dill, my little willy-nil.
Oh. Wait,
tricky.
This is totally missing syllables. This does not match up.
What was it supposed to be?
Are we just skipping this one?
Yeah.
Blink 182, all the small things. I'll be your thrill. The night will go on, which is just missing from the misheard. My little red mill.
Oh.
I didn't even know those were lyrics in that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going for something. Mm-hmm. Recognizably 90s, mm-hmm. Like 99-ish.
Yeah.
I was in middle school.
Yeah, that's why I was
on the album with the nurse.
Yep.
She was a porn star.
Yep. Oh, yeah, what is her name?
Okay, I'll pick one more just for fun because I can.
Her name too.
It was not Jenna Jameson.
Nope. Wasn't like, it was something with a J though. It was like Janet. Nope.
I don't know. No idea.
Okay.
Because it was one. It was just her name.
All right. This will be one of those fun, easy ones. It's gonna be May.
Caw.
Oh,
which one are you picking?
Artist is NSYNC.
Correct.
Album title.
We're not doing album.
Oh yeah, we're not doing album anymore. Okay. It's gonna be me.
Correct.
2 points. And the song title, is that also It's Gonna Be Me?
Correct.
Oh.
So with that sweep, you've got it.
Nice.
So yeah, I think with a pre-prepared list, doing like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s modern, and then having 3 to 4 options per, there'll be enough to pick from.
There's some... I think we could lump 50s and 60s together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, modern, and then 3 or 4 per.
Cool. Yeah.
Yay.
That way I can do research and not find out that the entire Beatles section is bullshit. Yeah. KissThisGuy.com.
Sorry.
No, I blame them, not you.
Let's see. Well, how do we want to do this? Are you just going to always host or can I host?
Well, I mean, if we just want to have like built-in lists and just have them prepared for the moments where we want to play that versus movie bluff, then that way it's like, oh, well, I have a good collection of and I'm ready to go.
Okay. So on one hand, we could just, you know, if you want help, Dan, just make, you know, even just note cards of, you know, the 90s.
True.